Mornings. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
All right, so, you know, a couple, I guess, summers ago, it was hot girl summer.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
You weren't a part of it, apparently?
Apparently not.
Sorry, we should give you a memo.
Okay, I didn't know we named summers now.
Well, you obviously missed it.
Yeah, I did.
This summer, early on, the early line is hot dad summer.
Oh, it's hot dad summer. Well, it makes sense. So, you guys should get your summer.
Well, and here's why. Because it is the single woman looking for dating single dads. Reason being, they're more stable and mature and less likely to, quote, play games.
Got it. Yeah, well, they got kids. They're a dad, so they have to be responsible.
I mean, one does not necessarily, I was going to say, one does not necessarily mean it for sure. But yeah, the whole stable, mature, they're a dad. They've got to have their life somewhat together. So
sure.
The fact that he's got a kid, not necessarily looked at as baggage, but just as almost a checkbox, like,
exactly.
All right. He's doing something right.
Well, yeah, I think you see, like, a good dad, someone that's being awesome at being a parent, that's, I think, considered, like, hot to a lot of women. They're just like, that's attractive.
You never dated a
dad? I did.
Did you?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes,
you know what? I want to say I even met him.
Yeah, he had custody.
That was a long time ago.
He had custody of his son, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought that was amazing.
Yeah.
That, you know, he was doing that
mm-hmm.
by himself. Now, I didn't necessarily agree with some of his parenting tactics at the time. I wasn't a parent.
Right,
and I didn't
know
what kind of a parent I was going to be, but I started to figure out, probably not going to do that, though. Some of the things. Like, he was kind of, you know, letting his first grader, like, fall asleep in front of the TV, like, at 11.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably wouldn't have done that.
Probably not.
But other than that, mm-hmm. he was really great at being a dad.
Yeah, I do remember maybe going over to your house a long time ago when
yeah.
you lived in Southern Indiana, and he was, the one thing, I think I remember this guy, because I remember the one thing about him and his son, mm-hmm. his son was obsessed with, like, protein powder and, like, fitness,
uh-huh.
like, fitness, and the kid was, like,
right.
in kindergarten
right.
or first grade or something like that. I was
yeah.
like,
probably wouldn't have started that early
all right.
on that.
You know, it's like, buddy, you got to get buff.
Right. Yeah, but again, wasn't my place to, like,
right,
you
sure.
know, give any advice
right.
on that. So
all right.
I just kind of, you know,
so
let
there may
do that.
There may be a thing with this.
Right.
Hot dad summer.
Okay, then.
Because remember, there was a whole song in response to hot girl summer, you know, hot girl bummer. Don't
yes.
Don't you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a song.
Do we need Hot Dad Bummer?
Hot Dad Bummer.
Is that an opportunity for another remix?
A remix, yeah,
yeah.
Done by a female, who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, according to some dating websites, the early line this summer is Hot Dad Summer.
So. Okay, then. Guys.
Women looking for single dads.
It's your moment in the spotlight.
This might
be.
This might be. This might be for sure. All right. So this hour, several things. One, missed connections. We'll get to that in a little bit. We've got a setting the bar story from a you had one job category.
I love those.
Yeah, right. And then,
especially because, you know, if they're in this spotlight, they didn't do that one job.
They didn't do
well.
That one job, right.
They failed.
You had one job. Well,
and sometimes it's fun to look at other people failing because it makes you feel a little bit better about your life.
Yeah, for sure.
Just a little bit.
And then coming up next, it is a feel-good story.
Rick, the UPS driver, understood the assignment. This is fantastic.
So he had one job.
He had one
and
job.
He did it.
Exactly. You did it very
and
well.
And went above and beyond.
With the assistance from the homeowner through the doorbell camera.
Okay.
It was great. Great little exchange.
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. If you're waking up and you're thinking, hey, you know what? Maybe I should check my lottery tickets, see if I won. Nope, you didn't.
Ah, dang it.
Yep. There
spoiler alert.
There hasn't been a Powerball jackpot winner since April.
Oh.
So it's hovering right around $427 million.
Okay.
So no one won last night. The next drawing going to be, what is it, Friday? For for the Powerball. So anyway, yeah, no one has won since April 19th. So
wow.
Yep. It's itching. It's itching. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Let's get to a feel good.
Rick, the UPS driver.
All right.
Understood the assignment. So when homeowner Hannah got a doorbell camera notification that he was there, she was able to give some instructions from work to him about hiding the package he was delivering.
Rick, I'm at work. It's Hannah.
Oh, Hannah. I got you covered, honey.
All right. Thank you so much. Hide it if you can, because it's a present for Jason. In the mailbox or in there, yep. Oh, under that pillow.
Oh, I'm good. I don't have a delivery. I got the wrong house.
Oh, okay.
No, you're good.
You got it, man.
I owe you one, Rick. God, I love you.
If I go around back, he's probably going to know. Yeah, put it inside the gate over there, just under the gate.
Thank you.
You got it, honey. See
ya. You're the best. Bye.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I gathered a couple of things from this video. A, she must order lots of things if she's on a first name basis with her UPS.
Right.
Rick, it's Hannah. Listen, Jason's got a birthday. We got a gift. We got to make sure we get it hidden. And then, did you hear how he had to pivot?
Because Jason
answered opened the door.
Yeah, he opened the door.
And he's all like, oh, sorry, wrong house, dude. I don't even have a package. And he's just like, all right.
Do you think Jason knows Rick, though?
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like Hannah and Rick are besties.
Right, right.
And so he was just like, he kind of had to look. He's like, well, if I put it in the mailbox at this point, you know, she's like, just put it in the mailbox. Like, I'll be home in 30 minutes. I was like, well, he's going to see. You know, he's standing right at the door. He's like, you're right. And so he found the gate. I'll just put it right inside the gate. He won't see me do that. And he just flawlessly executed that.
Well done.
Well done.
Well
indeed.
Done.
Rick, make that man employee of the month. You can see the video at WDJX.com.
Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. This week, the DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Giving away those Ed Sheeran tickets for Nashville. So your shot to win coming up right around 8 o'clock this morning and then again at 4 with Emily in the afternoon. But then next week, we're going to Italy.
I mean, how amazing is that?
Italy, Harry Styles.
Jamela.
Hey, why you gotta break your mama's heart?
You look, it's got so skinny.
So Harry Styles, Italy, we're gonna get you in to win 7, 9, 1, 3, and 5. Be listening for the winning word. And you could be headed across the world to see Harry Styles in a whirlwind trip to Italy. So that'd be kind of cool. Kicking off Monday on 99.7 DJX. Speaking of Harry Styles, kind of a fun little moment when, you know, because his tour has now shifted from the United States, obviously, to Europe and those places. So he was in Wales and noticed a pregnant fan and paused the show so she could go to the bathroom.
You go for a wee, I'm going to stall.
Oh, that's so fantastic.
So if you go for a wee, don't wee down there.
Don't do it there.
Elliot, take her for a wee, will ya?
Elliot, take her for a wee, will ya?
It's like, it's gorgeous.
Right, make some noise for Sean, everybody. We're starting. Sean.
So yeah, I don't know how he could tell that she had to go to the restroom or...
Or maybe just assumed, like, listen, I know there's a human sitting on your bladder. Do you need a break?
Right,
now
exactly.
Listen, here's my next question. Is there going to be a line when she gets there?
You won't miss a thing. If you hurry up, you won't miss anything.
Yeah. Okay, all right. All right. So then he's just like, hey, listen, if there's a line, you tell him Harry said I get to go to the front of the line because he's waiting on me.
Well, if Elliot is escorting her, I would imagine she gets right in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think.
So anyways, kind
That's
of a fun
fantastic.
Moment there. Harry Styles, 99.7 DJX.
99.7 DJX.
So sometimes you find love at weird, random places in life, right? Sometimes it's at the dentist office. Other times, you never know where it could be.
You just got to be prepared. And if you aren't, then where else do you go to reconnect to find your soulmate? You do a little typey-typey and you send it out to the internet so we find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist.
All right, I'll go first.
Okay.
This is titled Your Secret Admirer.
Ooh.
At work.
Ooh.
Yep, man for woman. First, I don't hate you.
Oh, good to know.
I know you might think that, It's just that every time when I see you, I just don't know what to do or say that won't get me fired.
Oh.
Stupid HR rules.
Yeah.
They aren't protecting me or my heart. Sure, you may have heard about an incident in my past involving a coworker, her ferret, and a misunderstood Top Gun costume.
What is that? What happened?
There is a story there. I don't
What's know. Up with the ferret?
I don't know if there were sunglasses, aviators, a jumpsuit involved.
Oh, man.
Maybe
I bet that was a scene.
Maybe there was a volleyball scene. I don't know.
I'm going to
exactly.
need somebody in that office to tell us the story.
Rest assured, only some of it is true.
What parts? Where's the ferret involved?
I know, right?
I need to know that.
All I want to do is tell you that I like the way you look at me when I walk by our company break room.
Yeah.
It just makes me want to pull you close and smack your lips to mine real hard.
Probably inappropriate at the office, though.
So that the whole room and the whole company will know what I'm feeling.
Probably a handbook violation.
And now maybe... You do, too.
Bet she does. Okay. A little creepy. Not sure. I do need to know about the ferret, though. How the yeah. ferret comes into play.
We need to figure that out. It's...
Yeah.
Craigslist missed connection.
Listen, bet you didn't expect love to find you at the dentist office, but here we are, friends.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, woman for man. Dead tooth dentist.
Okay.
Sound like a situation. We walked into the dentist office at the same time. I held the door for you, and then at the next set of doors, you held the door for me, and we laughed. You may have been turned off by my dead snaggle tooth, but don't be. Okay. I was there to get it fixed.
All right.
We made eye contact a few times. You smiled. I winked. All your teeth seemed good enough from where I was sitting. They called your name, but I didn't catch it and never saw you again. Boo.
Oh.
I want to show you my new smile. And maybe if things go well, I can see yours again, too, from the inside.
What does that mean?
I think she wants kissy-kissy.
Okay.
Not sure.
Okay.
If you see this, let me know the color of my, if lost, please return to Blake Shelton tank top so I know it's you.
What was the name of her? What'd she have on her tank top?
If lost, please return to Blake Shelton.
Okay, that's random.
So, that's clever, though. Totally looking that up on Amazon. I'm going to see if they have one. If lost, return to Ryan Reynolds' tank top. I'm buying it.
I'm sure they have that. Wow. All
it's
right.
Kind of clever. Well, listen, the tooth is fixed, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whether you find love at the dentist and they get called back too quick and you just don't get their name.
Yeah, unfortunate.
Or that person just works a couple cubicles over from you at work.
Although that could get you fired.
Yeah, that could get you fired.
A little bit.
It could be only one thing, and that is...
Craigslist missed connection.
But seriously, how's the ferret?
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So, it's pretty bad when your mistake is seen by an entire town.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is filed under the you had one job.
I love these.
Category. And it's a setting the bar, and it's coming up here in just about 10 minutes on 99.7 EJX. Kelly, setting the bar stories.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right. This is kind of from the you had one job category.
Right.
Yeah. So if you can manage to make it through the day without misspelling the name of a town when your job is to paint the town name on the water tower, you're going okay.
Dang it. Oh, everyone's going to see that.
Yeah. The town, Stuart, Iowa.
Uh-huh.
And it's a growing little town. It's got 150 new homes. They needed a bigger water supply, so they got a new water tower.
Okay.
Well, the guy that was hired to paint the town name on the water tower.
Not great at spelling?
Not great at spelling.
Oh, no.
And everybody's been talking about it in town everywhere.
People in Stuart, Iowa are proud their town is growing, but not so proud of the new water tower. There is a misspelling on the one side.
Oh, no.
The letter U was left out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So
is it look like start?
leaving the word start instead of Stuart.
Okay.
You got it.
Oh, dang it.
You got it.
Oh, man.
Well, some are complaining. Mostly people are taking the error in stride.
Yeah, taking the error in stride, going, look, it could have happened to anybody. We're just going to rename our town Start, Iowa.
I think that's a great choice.
The mayor has maintained his sense of humor.
It was hilarious. I mean, a lot of people posting, they don't know how to spell the town of Stuart, which... That's fine.
That's fine.
It's fine.
That's fine.
We all know what he meant.
We know what it means. It's, I mean, the people here in the town know what it's all about.
That's really all that matters.
That's all that matters. That's all.
That's awesome. Did they interview the person that painted it, though? That's really right. Who we need to talk to.
Well, that reminds me of, you know, when the up in Florence... In Kentucky, you know, you've got the big water tower there that
Florence,
says
y'all.
Florence, y'all.
Yeah.
You know, that's the whole urban legend was there was a mall there and the Florence Mall had it on the sign. The other area businesses around were like, hey, that's not fair.
Right.
Putting Florence Mall up on the sign. So they changed it. And instead of repainting it, they just made the M a Y.
Y'all.
Yeah, apostrophe. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So Florence, y'all now. But
I like that.
Yeah, so Start, Iowa, there.
We're just leaving it?
I guess.
We're just leaving it. That's awesome.
You know, I don't know if they've got the budget to completely repaint the water tower.
Well, how much did we pay the guy? That's the other question I have.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. I feel as though there should have been like a guarantee. Like, hey, in case something needs to be tweaked, you're going to have to do that.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without misspelling the name of the town when your job is to paint the town name on the water tower, you're doing okay.
Again, this is where proofreading comes in handy.
Yep. That is setting the bar on 99.7 EJX. So... There's a Reddit thread that's been going around, and BuzzFeed actually did an article on people sharing humiliating moments they tried to impress someone but then failed miserably.
These are great.
And it is. It is kind of fun. Just like I was on an airplane years ago with my girlfriend and her parents. Girlfriend couldn't get a seat next to me, so she sat directly behind me. During the flight, I thought I would surprise her, so I reached my hand back onto her knee.
Well, it wasn't her knee, was it?
Slowly, I kept extending it up her thigh.
Oh, no.
And then I heard some giggling.
Oh, no.
I looked behind through the seats, and I saw that my hand was actually on the leg of the guy next to her.
Oh, no!
He saw my face and said, I just wanted to see how far you'd go. Of course, my girlfriend was in on it, started laughing along with everybody on the row. I was so embarrassed.
Oh, that's great.
That is so...
Oh, that's great.
That's classic,
that's
right?
Fantastic.
Classic. Trent, what happened to you?
When I was in junior high, I was so wanted to impress a girl so bad that they were doing construction at the elementary school, and I was walking home. And to impress the girl, a backhoe came up and was going over to the back side of the building. And I ran up and started picking myself up into the bucket of the backhoe as a show-off moment. And sure enough, it goes over a speed bump. I flip, fall, bust, break my leg, then land and bounce because I'm a little fat at the time. And then I had to walk to the hospital with my leg compound fracture, and it didn't impress the girl. Sadly, it did not.
Oh no! You broke your. You had to walk to the hospital with a broken leg and didn't even get the girl.
Yes. Well, I mean, it was either that or calling and trying to explain to my father why I had a broken leg. So the pain was worth it. The pain was worth it.
Thanks, Trent. Oh, geez. Another one. In sixth grade, I took my first ever girlfriend to the movies. I wanted to hold her hand, but I was terrified and wasn't sure what to do. I started giving her a sales pitch on how awesome my hands were.
Oh, boy.
Saying things like, they're really good at holding stuff, like boxes or jugs.
Jugs?
I was truly thinking about milk jugs.
Right, yes. Oh,
but
no.
Accidentally suggested I could just hold her boobs.
Oh, no.
It's been more than 20 years, and I still think of it regularly. Man, some of that stuff just sits in the back of your mind and never goes away.
Oh, it's so great. great.
Never goes away. Ways you tried to impress someone but failed. From a Reddit thread. When I was first dating my now wife, I set fire to the restaurant. And some random guy, some random guy at the table next to me put it out. I bought him a drink to say thank you, then spilled it on his date.
Oh,
I just wanted to die.
Oh, no.
That like just goes from bad to worse to worse to worse.
It does. Oh, my gosh.
Finally, I was trying to make a good impression on my ex's god sister. They were very close. And in my anxious state, I said, I used to have butt hair.
Butt hair?
Rather than, I used to have butt length hair.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's different. That is a different meaning.
Hey, I used to have butt hair.
Thank you for sharing.
Hey, thank you. Oh, these are good. If you have something to share, you can. 502-795-1997. All right, let's get to a feel-good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
So this is another one of those situations where a kid knew some life-saving measures. This fourth grader in Baltimore, his name's Jace, he's 9. He knew how to perform the Heimlich maneuver thanks to his mom teaching him, and that came in handy when a classmate was choking on a water bottle cap during an end-of-year class party last week. It took 3 tries before the cap was dislodged. But his mom's a certified CPR instructor and taught him when he was 7.
8, 9, 10. I was kind of scared, but I just got behind her, did the Heimlich maneuver. We were just having fun, and the music went, listening to music. She was chewing on a cap and drinking water, and it must have went down. She was trying to say help, but we couldn't understand it, but I kind of heard it.
Well, he called, and the school called and said, your son saved someone's life. And I think that when he called, his adrenaline was rushing. I'm like, wait, what do you mean you did all of this? And he said, I just did it.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, you can see the story. It's on the website, WDJX.com.
Well, the world has kind of been obsessed with the story of those 5 people who went missing after going down in that sub to explore the wreckage of the Titanic, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a heartbreaking story. You're just... It feels helpless, you know, like we're all kind of, you can't do anything about it. It's such a very big search area, and it's, you know, you hope that they're going to be found before the air runs out.
There is one guy that everybody has started to kind of like go, okay, this doesn't seem like you are reacting the way you should. His name's Brian. He is the stepson of the British billionaire that is trapped in that submersible, right?
Right.
And so instead of kind of waiting by to get information, he was out living his life. He was going to a Blink-182 concert.
Uh-huh.
He was posting, you know, screenshots of an OnlyFans account. I mean, like, he was, you know, doing stuff like that. Cardi B decided to weigh in on that.
Okay, so one of the billionaires that's missing from that submarine, their stepson, is at a concert, right? At a Blink-182 concert. And people is like, well, what is he supposed to do? Be sad at the house? Is he supposed to go look for himself? Yes. You're supposed to be at the house sad. You're supposed to be crying for me. You're supposed to be right next to the phone waiting to hear any updates about me.
Yeah, and obviously Cardi, she's putting herself in that position going, listen, if you are my...
If I'm the one down in the
sub,
you better be sitting on by the phone. You better be crying. You better be upset. You better be there for your mom.
Yeah. And I mean, here's really kind of the scary and unfortunate part. If they haven't already been found, the oxygen, they were basically calculating 7 o'clock being
like a half an hour ago.
Yeah, being the time that the oxygen was probably going to be running out in that submersible. Here is retired U.S. Navy Captain David Marquette kind of talking about what the passengers should be going through as they are, you know, working through that depletion of oxygen.
They're breathing in the oxygen, and so the oxygen levels are going down. They're bleeding it in from the scuba tanks, but they're also exhaling carbon dioxide. So it's a poison. And so what's happening is by now they're starting to get headaches, you get nausea, you start to get confused, and eventually you poison yourself. So you want to remain calm, breathe slowly, relax, don't use any air.
I mean, the last thing you're going to do when you are literally trapped under in the ocean is remain calm.
Yeah, you're going to panic a little bit.
Yeah, so anyways, that is ongoing, and we'll keep you posted on that on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, it is a group therapy where we're changing his name. His name's Jason. He's got a friend who he knows. I mean, he sees it from the outside looking in, right? That his friend is in not a good marriage, not a good situation. And he wants to help, but he also kind of likes her.
So he's worried about how that's going to
look. How it's going to look, all that stuff. So anyways, we'll get into group therapy on the way next.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Jason, in quotes, says, I have this friend. She's been one of my best friends for years since we worked together.
Mm-hmm.
Lost touch for a bit, but since then I've gotten separated and we'll be getting divorced.
Mm.
We got back in touch shortly after, and the friendship was like there was no gap at all. Well, over the course of my separation, I realized I really care about this woman.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of kept it bottled in because she's married. I don't want to lose her as a friend.
Right.
The problem is the marriage is abusive and always has been, and this guy's a cheater.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, she revealed to me that she's had feelings for me for a long time. She feels guilty even talking about it, though, to me, because she says it's the same thing her husband's been doing to her for years. I'm honestly concerned for her and her kid's safety, but I'm afraid to step in and help her leave because of my feelings.
Mm.
I first and foremost want her safe, but I'd be lying if I said I didn't want us to end up together. Is there anything I could or should do, or do I have to let her handle it? Any advice would be helpful.
Well, I mean, you're still married.
Yeah.
And yes, separated. So I think if it were me, I would need to let time pass a little bit and let is she getting separated too?
No,
I know. I know he is.
I don't know if she started that process or not, but apparently the marriage isn't good.
Yeah, yeah,
he's the one that's on the path to divorce.
Right.
So he's going to be kind of.
But she's still married.
Freed up, but she's still married and not sure if she has taken any steps to get herself unmarried.
Right.
And he's.
And we don't know.
Wondering if he should help her start that process.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we're trusting that he knows that her husband is a cheater.
Right.
You know, that's kind of hearsay.
Well, I think it's the abusive side.
Nature of
that,
it.
Yeah, that he's worried about. He says it's like a safety issue.
Right.
So that's why I think he's feeling like he needs to step in.
Well, I go back to, I would let time pass and, you know, you let your marriage end. And you know, recover from that. And, you know, maybe she sees you in a better light once you are free, you know, I mean, without a wife, technically. And then maybe that will make her reevaluate and think, okay, well, maybe I can start the process myself of getting out of this bad situation. I mean, do we know if she knows it's a bad situation?
I feel like
that seems like a redundant question. Like, right. Obviously she would, but maybe she doesn't. I don't know.
She's probably been sharing with Jason
the
bad things. And so I think she knows she may just feel stuck, like she can't get out. A lot of people on Facebook, Tara says, be careful. She's not using you and your feelings to get away from the current guy. A lot of people are saying, be careful. Diana says she's got to run one road at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You're worth the wait. Let her get out before you start a relationship.
Okay.
And HJ is saying the same thing. A, you're not divorced yet.
Right.
You'll need time to heal and process those emotions, which means you don't have the capacity to help her. And number two, her situation is going to lead you to nothing but heartache. Be her friend and nothing more until you are both in better places.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Yeah.
If anybody's been in a situation like this where, you know, you're trying to... help someone in a bad situation, I think your story could probably help here. 502-795-1997. call or text. We'll take some of your calls and texts on the way next here with group therapy. Jason's friend is in what he says an abusive marriage, and to complicate matters, he has feelings for her. First and foremost, he wants her to be safe, but he kind of wants them to end up together. So is there anything that he could or should do?
So Bethany says if there are lives, especially children at risk, there's something that's something serious. Mm-hmm. Also, she may be reaching out for help. Just because you help her doesn't mean you have to be with her right now. Maybe once both of you are free and clear, you can pursue a relationship down the road. And then we are getting some updates from Jason in mm-hmm. real time as he's listening back to all this. He said, a bit of clarification. I've known about the cheating for years, even before our feelings came out. And she let me know about the abuse a few months ago.
Okay. So she's
once again, before the feelings all came out.
Right, right, right.
So, and he says, I've been separated for almost a year now, done a lot of self-work, and I've healed mostly from that.
Abby says, I think he also needs to consider the danger he could be putting her in with the husband if he gets involved at this time. If it's truly an abusive relationship, he could lash out, you know.
Yeah.
So there could be a risk factor there. Jasmine, you have a similar situation?
I've got a similar story to Jason's friend.
All right.
I was in the abusive relationship. I was in the abusive marriage, and I had a friend who just supported me, just said, you know, when you're ready. It takes multiple times for somebody in an abusive relationship to actually leave.
Sure.
And he waited, and he was supportive, and we've now been married 15 years.
Okay. So you just kind of have to have a little patience and let it play out.
Yep, okay. One road at a time.
Jasmine, I'm happy to hear that you are in a better situation.
Absolutely, me too.
Thank you for sharing your experience. That's helpful.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Okay, well, that's cool. So I think a lot of people are, and I go back to what I said originally, letting time be the factor here.
But letting her figure it out?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And just being there as an ear, I guess, if she needs it?
Yeah, I think trying not to mix romance with just being a friend is probably important here.
And until you both are a little bit more in a free and clear situation.
Yeah.
And then maybe you can consider a relationship
mm-hmm.
down the road.
All right. Well, hey, good luck, Jason, and keep us posted. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. The DJX All Access Summer is underway, and we've got tickets to Ed Sheeran. He's going to be in Nashville July 22nd. Now, listen, we're giving them to you all this week right about this time, but then Emily's got them in the afternoon. Want to give you a heads up, because next week we'll start getting you in to win a trip to Italy
to see Harry Styles.
Yep. The one thing that we can't provide you that you need is a passport.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully you've got that.
Yeah.
Because is it going to be a quick turnaround? Like, do you have to have it like now?
Well, yeah, because the trip's at the end of July. So
okay. So just know that going into it, especially if you haven't yet started the process of getting your passport, that can be lengthy.
It can be. Yeah. You usually have to have it or you have to give yourself a few weeks.
Yeah. So just know this is not like a thing where we give you tickets like to next year.
No.
We have done that. We'll give you concert tickets like a year from now.
We have done that.
This is going to be a quicker turnaround.
So anyways, Harry Styles, Italy, that is starting next week here on 99.7 DJX, brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Okay. Let's play a fun little game, shall we?
We shall.
All right. It's called Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Tanya, calling us from Borden. Hi, Tanya.
Hello.
Tanya's got brown hair, drives a Chevy Cruze, is in the health insurance business, and has been married, get this, Kelly, 22 years.
Oh, wow. What's the secret?
You're just the boss of the relationship.
Okay. All right.
Hang on a second, Tanya. Yeah. Hang on.
You know what they say.
Yeah.
A happy wife is a happy marriage, right?
Happy wife, happy life. Yes. Yes. Oh, I like that he believes that. That's fantastic.
How do you keep the spice alive? Do you just...
She's the boss.
So,
she already says.
Why, no. I know.
What she says goes.
We had kids, so we done our kid things, and now the kids are grown, so now it's back to our life.
Oh, nice. Are you already like empty nesters?
Yeah, we are. Besides, we got a grandbaby now.
Man, look at you.
Look at that.
You were checking everything off.
Dang. That's right. Fun.
That is fun. All right, Tanya. Well, little kid drunk adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
You're going to hear three stories. You have to figure out, did that story happen when the person was a little kid or making a bad decision as a drunk adult? Are you ready to go?
Yes. All
right. Okay, here we go. First one.
I got lost in my aunt and uncle's basement and cried thinking I was going to die there.
Okay. Thought she was going to die in her aunt and uncle's basement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basements are scary.
They can be.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
I'm going to say little kid.
All right, you're saying little kid.
See, I feel like that's the obvious answer. So it makes me want to say drunk adult.
That's what I was thinking, too. I was wondering, like, if, you know, because all kids, you know what I'm saying, do cry at some point, like, if they get lost. But then I was thinking.
Are you sticking with little kid, or are you going to change over to drunk adult?
I think I'm going to drunk adult.
Oh, okay. Wow, okay. Changed.
I convinced her. Oh, I'm going to feel really bad if we're wrong.
Wow, okay. So you're both saying drunk adult.
Let's do it.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah, there you go. Look at that. Tanya, you made the right decision.
The family went to visit my relatives in another state, and my cousin and I stayed up late one night, and we got a little drunk. I had passed out on the couch, and when I woke up, and went down to the basement to snoop around, but I was just using my phone light. Anyway, my phone died, and I didn't want to turn the light on, so I started crying hysterically, screaming, I'm down here, please save me. Woke everyone in the house up. Really proud moment.
Someone please save me.
Good to know. Yeah, especially if it's not your own basement. That can be scary.
Oh, yeah.
That can be scary. Oh. All right, you're one for one, Tanya. Here we go next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I got into an argument with someone, took off on my bike, ran off the road into a pond, and thought I was going to drown.
Wow. Okay.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Wow, a couple of precarious situations here.
Yeah, for sure. All right, little kid, drunk adult. What do you think, Tanya?
I'm going to say, I don't know, they said drunk adult.
You're going to say drunk adult.
Yeah, I feel like this is, again, you think it's going to be a little kid because he took off on a bike, but I think drunk adult, too.
So you're thinking I'm going to try to pull a switcheroo, a little fast one on you twice?
I think so.
All right. So you're both saying drunk adult?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I was a little kid.
Oh, tricky.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, little kid.
I was 8 and got into an argument with my best friend. I took off on my bike, and a motorcycle was coming straight for me.
Nice.
I veered the opposite direction, lost control, and fell into a pond and started screaming for help and someone to save me. Then I stood up and realized I was only in waist-deep water.
That's
Thank
funny.
Goodness, because I was going to sit there and say, that is very dangerous.
Right,
like,
for
you
sure.
Know, that can be, wow.
Uh-huh.
But no, it was very shallow. That's
All
good.
Right. Tanya, you got one right, you got one wrong. Let's try to get two right here. Last one, little kid, drunk adult.
I fell asleep in the shower, got out soaked and naked, and passed out on the couch.
Wet and naked.
Oh, this could go either way. It could be like a sleepwalking kind of situation as a little kid, or it could be, you know, obvious drunk adult.
I'm going to go with drunk adult, though.
You're going drunk adult.
Yeah.
Did you say it was
so
obvious
too.
A drunk adult?
Well, I feel like this one feels like it's obvious. More obvious thing because of the passing out thing. That's more associated
That's what
with
I'm
drunk
saying,
adults.
But then again, I wonder if it's a trick question.
Yeah, well, I know it could be. This game is tricky.
Trick question.
It's tricky, but I think drunk
I'm
adult.
I'm saying drunk adult, though.
Yeah, all right, you're both adult. Saying yep. drunk adult.
Yes,
man,
yes.
both of you yes. have been
Come
all
on.
For one and one for all.
Come on.
All right, drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
No!
Kelly steered you wrong yet again.
I was going with her. She said it first.
Okay. Man, yeah, little kid.
I got up really early one weekend so I could play my video games, but my mom had a rule. We couldn't do anything until we showered first. So I got up at like 5 a.m.,
get
in the shower, sat down, and fell asleep.
I mean, who hasn't done that, right?
It's too early Falling to get up and shower, play the
right?
games.
Woke up about 30 minutes later and apparently got up in the shower and went to the couch to play video games where I was found naked and dripping wet by my mom.
Okay. Wow. Oh, Tanya, one out of three is not a passing grade.
It's
I will
not,
tell you that. But
we grade on a curve.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, we'll give you, we'll let you win. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You are so welcome, Tanya. All right, I'm going to put you on hold another quick sec, and we're going to get more information from you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, hang on.
Those were tricky.
Yeah, they were a little bit.
We need more of those stories.
We
got to, like, fill up the well. So send us voice notes. Give us a little headline. Reveal the answer. Finish the story. Email us, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
On Thursday mornings, we take you on an audio journey through time. Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday, presented by Drake's. Come play. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJ. AX.
All right, kicking it off.
Dylan Hassenpepper says, you and that E40.
Oh,
good
wow.
One.
Okay. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs played back to back to back to back.
Vic has a list. Hypnotize, Biggie Smalls, Humpty Dance, Digital Underground, Sexy Back, JT, Brass Monkey, Beastie Boys.
How about we do Justin Timberlake, Sexy Back first? Maybe we can get some of those other ones in. But yeah, your requests make up the playlist, okay?
There you go, Vic. Thanks
all
for
right.
The list.
Yep. Throwback Thursday's on. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. We don't play the entire song because we don't have time for it. Jennifer tweets, love our TBT days. Can you play Eeny Meeny? Got it.
I feel like we can.
Yes, we can. Throwback Thursday. Oh, he's such a sweet boy. What a precious sweet boy.
Precious little baby Bieber.
It's just a little precious Bieber right there. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard, played back to back to back to back. It's where you can get train wrecks from, like, Killers to Soulja Boy.
Absolutely.
That's right. Kiss Me Through the Phone. It's Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Laura says, I'm getting married Saturday. We've known each other 26 years.
Wow.
Been together 15 years.
Wow.
Please play Rehab, hashtag 26 years in the making, hashtag it's about time, hashtag my high school sweetheart.
All right, Rihanna, Rehab, we got you. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Gotta be honest. Sometimes Throwback Thursday is a reminder to us, too. We're like, ah, man, I forgot about that song.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a banger.
I love that. Aaron says, my best boy turns 6 tomorrow.
Aw.
Will you play Bubba Sparks, Miss New Booty? I used to sing it while I was changing his diaper. And she
takes
said a great picture, too. So cute.
Takes on a new meaning. Wipe it everywhere. 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 Oh, you're talking about
diapers.
Yeah, changing diapers, right? All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Sarah needs some M&M.
My name is
Yep.
Take the world off. My name is
My name is My name is
I'm Sadie.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
You know what I heard in there?
What?
I heard a request from Eminem.
You did. You're right, you did. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Good morning, Brooke from Bardstown here. Can you guys play Nappy Roots?
Kicking it old school Kentucky style.
Oh, no.
All right, Throwback Thursday. Hearing those guys. Nappy Roots, Throwback Thursday.
Joy, back at work today after 12 amazing days off. How
wow.
About some Bruno Mars? I want to be a billionaire.
It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Mandy May needs some Gaga. How about the coming together of two queens? Beyonce, Gaga, Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
I mean, lots of ways to get in touch with us. You can text us at 502-795-1997. You can also tweet us. Alyssa is tweeting to us, the radio station, the Ben and Kelly Show, and at Drake's to make sure that we see her request for Biggie.
Like Drake's.
She covered it all.
Right. Who's All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX and Biggie.
I just saw a little story, a viral story that, okay, so you know Diddy's song, I'll Be Missing You.
Yeah.
You know, he did for Biggie.
Mm-hmm.
He sampled Every Breath You Take by the Police, and apparently he did not ask permission ahead of time, so he has to pay Sting $5,000 a day.
A day?
For the rest of his life.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Roxanne rolls in. Good morning. Pitbull Christina Aguilera, feel this moment, please and thank you. Wow. Wow.
She's the manners. Wow. Thank you. Get money twice.
Before she was a judge on The Voice, Christina Aguilera. Pitbull, Mr. 305, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
And Jamie texted, hey, I was down this morning. Thank you. I love the UPS story about hiding the packages. Really love Throwback Thursday. We got to play something for
her. Wanted overnight celebrity. We don't have that, but we'll do down.
Substitutions. Yeah, we'll can happen do, on the Ben and Kelly Show.
Yeah, we'll just do that, all right? All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Jay Sean sang that on 4th Street Live several years ago.
You did? Was that the year of Bieber?
Yeah, I want to say. Oh, Justin yeah. Bieber. No, wait, was it?
Was it?
Jay Sean had a number one single, This.
I can't remember.
I can't remember. They all blend together.
Yeah, it was fun, though.
It was a fun one. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Favorite Brad texted, can you play some Forget You by CeeLo for my pregnant wife? Don't ask me why.
Don't ask why.
Brad, why?
He said don't why? Ask. What a sweet, sweet song for a pregnant wife.
Well, and Vic is like, not cool, Brad. We need to know why. We need to know why, Brad.
That's right. Ashley, bye, bye, bye. NSYNC for the win. We got you. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
By the way, we all need answers about why Brad dedicated Forget You to his pregnant wife. He says, I don't even know.
Okay.
And he just wanted a song. He just wanted a song. That's it.
And so he thought he could get it played by saying this is for his pregnant
Maybe.
Wife? Well, it worked. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Listen, even more clarification.
Oh, gosh. Are we still on the whole CeeLo Forget You for Brad for his wife?
We were all riled up because we thought he was, like, directing that to his wife. We were like, why'd you do that, Brad? That's so mean. She's pregnant. No, that was for her. She wanted to hear that.
Oh. Okay. All right. Nico and Vince.
Oh, wow. Just when you thought they were, like, embarking on this amazing career and then hashtag one hit wonder. Dang it. That's a good one, though. It's a good one.
It was a good one.
It's a good one.
Hey, they're still on Instagram. They posted
are?
Something 3 weeks ago.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And so they're still out there.
All right.
Listen, they're still living off the money of that song alone.
Oh, they should. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Throwback Thursday here, 99.7 DJX. Thank you for all the calls and all the emails and all that stuff. Chelsea writes in and goes, I live in Bardstown. Listen to y'all on my way to work. Nicholasville
yeah,
every morning.
Wow.
And then it says, you all start to cut out when I get to mid-Versailles.
Oh, dang
worst
it.
Part of my day every day. Yeah,
oh,
I get it.
No.
I get it. You can always get us on the app, though, or just online, WDJX.com. Click on the Listen Live, and you can get it there.
Yeah, Miranda from Carrollton, thank you so much for hanging out. I mean, yeah, we've got some people that are on the fringe.
That's right.
Still listening. Love it.
Love it. All right, Throwback Thursday here. Every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9 here on 99.7 DJX. Brought to you by Drake. It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Taylor Swift, Eras Tour. I feel like we've been talking about this since November because we have. We are giving away tickets. Crumble Cookies, Pink Tag. It is the Taylor Swift Easter Egg Hunt. And you're thinking, well, it's not even Easter. Well, if you're living under a rock,
yeah,
you know that she leaves Easter eggs in all of her album notes and things like that. And so that's where we're having a little fun with. First things first, you got to go to WDGX.com, tap win, and get in on that. Is this Kelsey?
Yes. What's...
Hi, Kelsey. It's Ben Davis and Kelly Kay calling from 99.7 DJX.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. So we were wondering what you're doing on Saturday and if you'd like to come to Crumble Cookies with us and search for some Taylor Swift tickets.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I'm not doing anything Saturday.
All right, well, cool. Kelsey, congrats. You are in. You are one step closer. You are one of 13 now who could be winning tickets to see Taylor Swift Eras Tour in Cincinnati on July 1st.
Oh, my goodness. This is crazy. Thank you, guys.
What are you doing right now?
I'm actually at work.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well,
all right. Well, we don't.
The phone call.
I was gonna say, we don't want to get you in trouble. Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, we'll see you on Saturday then.
That's awesome.
Yeah. By the way, we are going to be getting a few more people qualified, but then if you don't get that magical phone call, you can always show up because we're gonna get one last, our 13th person to get in to win. The Taylor Swift tickets out at Crumble Cookies in Jeffersonville.
Yeah, you could be just, you know what, it's you know, Saturday. Let's just go get some cookies.
Yeah, cookies.
From like 5 to 7.
Yeah, something like that.
Jeffersonville at Crumble Cookies. Just in case.
Just in case, right? All right, so you can do that. WDJX.com, tap win. All right, setting the bar time, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do are situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, Sarah learned a valuable lesson while she was thrifting the other day. It's now a setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting hand, foot, and mouth disease while you're thrifting, you're doing okay.
Oh, how in the world did we do that?
Well, she explains on TikTok, it's racked up over 9 million views.
Go to the Goodwill bins. You'll get so much good stuff for cheap. What they don't tell you is you could get hand, foot, and mouth disease like I did 2 weeks ago from digging around in the bins for 4 hours. Oh, I didn't even know adults could get that.
Yeah,
I didn't either.
Quite honestly, I don't even know what that means, but she did show her hand, and it's got like little like red bumps, and it looks like she's got like a little red rash on there. But yeah, I don't know if you've ever been to the bins, but it's pretty cool. There's like bins and bins of, you know, stuff that
you can find some good stuff.
Yeah, you can find
treasures.
Some good stuff. You just have to dig through it. They don't hang it up. It's just like put in a bin.
Well,
right?
And apparently you have to sanitize after you dig through the bins. Now that's
probably what we've learned. You should probably sanitize. So yeah, this is side of the bar story. It's also there's a moral of the
exactly.
story where, you know, you just make sure that you're washing your hands or using some gloves or something when you're digging through. And
yes,
sure
both
you're
good suggestions. And maybe we put a little hand sanitizer right next to the bins if we're the thrift store. Maybe.
Setting the bar, Sarah has learned a lesson.
She did.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without getting hand, foot, and mouth disease while you're thrifting, you're doing okay.
Yikes.
Yeah, that is your setting the bar story. Coming up next, we have to get to this text message from Bethany. We were earlier talking on the show about trying to impress someone but failing miserably.
Bless their hearts.
She says, I'm 31 and the embarrassment still haunts me to this day.
Oh, wow.
Yep, we'll get to her story coming up next. Earlier, we were talking about this Reddit thread that was getting a lot of attention. When you're trying to impress someone but you wind up failing. Like, for example, Becca said, I was around 15 going through the receiving line at my cousin's wedding. This was my first grown-up wedding, and I wanted to act like it. As I hugged my cousin, I blurted out, I'm so excited to be here. The last wedding I was at was your first one.
Oh, God.
That echoed in my head for 30 years. This was my cousin's second wedding, the groom's first.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Remember the one time last time when you did this with somebody else? Remember?
Yeah.
Oh,
hope your next wedding comes even sooner. I'll be even more excited.
You throw such great weddings. I always have fun. Oh, my God.
Another one. I went to the funeral of my then boyfriend's father.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, we hadn't been dating long, and I had only met his parents once before. I ran into my boyfriend's mother in the bathroom and was offering my condolences. I can't remember what she said, but in my nerves and discomfort, I said in a chipper tone, thanks for inviting me.
Oh, like it was
a party or something.
Oh, no.
She just kind of looked at me and didn't say anything.
Oh, yeah.
I still cringe so hard.
Oh, I'm cringing for her. Thanks so much for the invite. Love the food.
Then Bethany texted and said, in middle school, I clearly didn't know anything about athletic wear for men or boys. So there was this kid who wore suspenders to school every day. And I also didn't know the name of suspenders, apparently. Because one day when he came to class without them, I said out loud in front of everyone, "What, you didn't wear your jock strap today?"
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
Bethany what? Says, "I'm 31 what? And the embarrassment still haunts me to this day."
What?
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, wow.
That is funny.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, good stuff there. We've tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show. You can read more there. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, SZA there, Snooze, it's Ben and Kelly. On Throwback Thursday, we got a text message from a listener named Brian, and he shared with us that he has been a longtime listener. In fact, like from the infancy of the radio station itself.
Yeah, back, long time.
Yeah, back when like Pete and Joe, those two names were when Ben and Kelly were, before Ben and Kelly were here. So we figured we'd just give them a quick call here.
Nobody plays more continuous music than 99.7 DJX. Did I win the $99.70?
Is this Brian?
Yes, Brian Bundy. Ben and Kelly. I almost said Pete and Kelly.
I know.
Anyways, here. Good morning to you guys.
Wow. I mean, you've got radio pipes.
Years past. But nonetheless, here, thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to 99.7 WDJX, Ben Davis, and Kelly K. I'm listening on my complimentary one-year tune-in premium as 99.7 DJX is my heart, most favorite number one selection.
This is so great because we get a text message from Brian, and it's like he says, "I'm from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Been listening since Pete and Joe in the mornings," which is like,
yeah, that's
way
back there
in the day. "And on my Sony Mega Bass Walkman at Fort Knox, Kentucky." That's so fantastic. So you were in basic training in January March of 89.
Yes, January through March of 89 at number one Fort Knox, Kentucky. And as a matter of fact, I had my Sony Mega Bass Walkman. What's the word? Contraband? When they take it from you, what's that word? So anyways,
They confiscated it. Oh, dang.
Yeah, they caught me. It was a Rick D's Weekly Top 40 Countdown on a Sunday I was listening to. Rick D's in the Weekly Top 40.
Oh, my God.
You got it all, man. Brian, what a treat.
Thank you, guys, and take best care. Stay safe, stay healthy. At best, everything to you, your family, everybody in your lives, you take care out there, okay?
All right, we'll talk to you soon, Brian. Thanks.
See you guys.
All right.
He's fun. He's fun. I feel like that
character.
Was an audition, just in
what
case we have any openings.
right, exactly. Exactly. All right, if you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up. Podcast, WDJX.com.
Yeah, see all the trending stories on the website. Looks like Britney Spears might have visited her sister on the set of Zoe 102.
That's a big deal.
It's a really big deal because they've been estranged for a long time, past couple of years now. So you can read all about it at WDJX.com.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.